What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll pay tribute to Art Rosenbaum, a Grammy Award-winning folklorist, musician, painter, and academic. Art Rosenbaum passed away last month. He was 83 years old. Art grew up in Indianapolis during the 1950s and graduated from Shortridge High School. Art rose to national prominence during the 1960s with his field recordings of Naptown blues legends like Scrapper Blackwell and guitar Pete Franklin. The term field recordings refers to audio captured outside of a traditional recording studio, and Art made several recordings in the Indiana Avenue neighborhood. Art released over half a dozen albums featuring his recordings of Naptown blues music, including the Grammy Award-winning compilation, The Art of Field Recording, Volume 1. Stay tuned for the next hour as we explore the Indianapolis blues recordings of Art Rosenbaum. We'll start this week's show with one of Art's most famous recordings, a 1961 recording of guitarist Scrapper Blackwell, titled Mr. Scrapper's Blues. Scrapper Blackwell was one of the most influential guitarists in the history of blues music. Blackwell rose to prominence in the 1920s. His recordings with the Naptown blues singer Leroy Carr were among the most popular releases of the early blues era. We'll hear two tracks from the album Mr. Scrapper's Blues. This is Scrapper Blackwell with Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out and Blues Before Sunrise, written by Leroy Carr in 1934.
Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money now, did not care. Can my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. Lord, but I got busted and I feel so low. Didn't have no money and no where to go. This is the truth, Lord, without a doubt. Nobody wants you when you're down. I mean, nobody wants you when you're down. I got the blues before sunrise, which is staring in my eyes. I got the blues before sunrise, which is staring in my eyes. Lord, it's such a lonesome feeling when I do this fine.
That was Scrapper Blackwell with Blues Before Sunrise, recorded by the Indianapolis folklorist Art Rosenbaum. Art passed away last month at the age of 83. Up next, we'll hear two tracks from the Naptown blues singer Shirley Griffith. Shirley Griffith was born in Mississippi in 1907. He moved to Naptown on Christmas Day of 1928. During his time in the South, Griffith performed with the famous Delta blues musician Tommy Johnson. And Griffith's music retained a strong Southern influence, as you'll hear in the next two recordings. From the album Saturday Blues, this is Shirley Griffith with Maggie Campbell Blues and Saturday Blues.
Now, who that yonder coming down the road, coming down the road? Look like Maggie, baby, but she walked too slow. Now you tell me, Mom, do you think that's right? You kid all day and run to me at night. You show kid all day and run to me at night. You show kid all day and run to me at night.
We just heard two songs from the Naptown blues musician Shirley Griffith. Those tracks were recorded by folklorist Art Rosenbaum. He passed away last month. Art also recorded a session featuring Shirley Griffith performing with the blues musician J.T. Adams. Those tracks were released in 1964 on an album titled Indiana Avenue Blues. We'll hear two tracks from that record now, In the Evening and Indiana Avenue Blues.
And the evening, Mama, when the sun goes down. In the evening, Mama, when the sun goes down, well, ain't you lonesome, babe, when your love is not around, when the sun goes down.
Of Indiana Avenue will return with more historic Naptown music recorded by Art Rosenbaum after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to Art Rosenbaum, a Grammy Award-winning folklorist, musician, painter, an academic. Art Rosenbaum passed away last month. He was 83 years old. We've been listening to Art's field recordings of Naptown blues legends like Scrapper Blackwell. But Art recorded many different styles of traditional American music, including gospel. Let's listen to Art's recording of the Naptown gospel legends, the Traveling Inner Lights. This is Let's Have a Family Prayer. We just heard the Naptown Gospel Legends, the Traveling Inner Lights, with Let's Have a Family Prayer. That track was recorded by the folklorist Art Rosenbaum. Up next, we'll hear a session Art recorded with the blues singer Brooks Berry. Brooks Berry was born in Kentucky in 1915. She moved to Indianapolis as a teenager and remained here until her death in 1976. We'll listen to two tracks Art recorded featuring Brooks Berry performing with Scrapper Blackwell. Up first, we'll hear Cold-Blooded Murder, recorded in 1959. And from 1961, we'll hear I've Had My Fun.
You cold-blooded murderer, and you know your chance is good. You're the cold-blooded murderer, and you know your chance is good. I'd be the same way if I could. Lord, I've had my fun, and I can't get well no more. Well, I've had my fun, and I can't get well no more. And I'm going down slow.
That was Brooks Berry and Scrapper Blackwell with I've Had My Fun, recorded in Naptown in 1961 by the folklorist Art Rosenbaum. Art passed away last month. He was 83 years old. Up next, we'll hear a session Art recorded in 1961 with Pete Franklin, a legendary blues musician who was born in Indianapolis in 1928. From the album Guitar Pete's Blues, this is Pete Franklin with I've Gotta Find My Baby.
Well, I search this town from door to door. Love I crave, I can't find no more. I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. Ain't there no real good loving? That girl said goodbye.
That was Guitar Pete Franklin with I've Gotta Find My Baby, recorded in Naptown in 1961 by the folklorist Art Rosenbaum. Art helped to document the sound of traditional Indiana Avenue blues. Art passed away last month. He was 83 years old. We'll end this week's show with three tracks from a 1977 compilation of Art's field recordings titled Indianapolis Jump. Up first, we'll hear Yank Rochelle with Mandolin Stomp. After that, we'll listen to Bertha Lee Jones performing Spanish Blues. And finally, we'll hear James Easley and Raymond Holloway with Big Leg Woman. We just heard three historic Naptown blues tracks recorded by folklorist Art Rosenbaum. Art passed away last month. He was 83 years old. And that's all the time we have this week. Thanks for tuning in for this tribute to Art Rosenbaum. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two. When you get lonesome and want to have some fun, when you get lonesome and want to have some fun, you just grab a train and travel.